Moash's skin had gone clammy from the cold. He slid his knife from his side sheath. He still wasn't used to being able to carry one that long. A knife that was too big could get you into trouble as a Dark Eyes. He wasn't Dark Eyed anymore. He was one of them. He cut the stitches on the bridge for a patch. How simple it was. It would be harder to remove the tattoo he'd gotten with the others, but that he'd had placed on his shoulder, not his forehead. Moash held up the patch, trying to catch the firelight for a last look, and then couldn't bring himself to throw it away. He walked back and settled by the fire.
Are the others sitting around Rock's stew pot somewhere? Laughing? Joking? Betting on how many mugs of ale Open can drink? Ribbing Kaladin? Trying to get him to crack a smile?
Moash could almost hear their voices, and he smiled, imagining that he was there. Then he imagined Kaladin telling them what Moash had done.
He tried to kill me. He betrayed everything. His oath to protect the king, his duty to Alethkar, but most importantly, us.
Moash sagged, patch in his fingers. He should throw that thing in the fire. He looked up toward the skies, toward both Damnation and the Tranquiline Halls. A group of Starspren quivered above, and beside them...
Something moving in the sky? Storms! Incoming!
Moash threw himself backward off his perch as four Voidbringers descended upon the little camp. They smashed into the ground, wielding long, sinuous swords. Not shard blades. Those were Parshendi weapons. One creature struck where Moash had been sitting an instant before. Another creature stabbed Graves straight through the chest, then yanked the weapon free and beheaded him with a backhand swipe. Graves' corpse tumbled and his shard blade materialized. Frebrith and Fia didn't have a chance. The Voidbringer came from Moash, who threw himself into a roll. She missed. Moash rolled to his feet, and Kaladin's training, drilled into him through hours and hours spent at the bottom of a chasm, took over. He danced away, putting his back to the wagon, as his shard blade fell into his fingers. The Voidbringer rounded the fire toward him, light glittering from her taut, muscular body. Dark light, like inverse stormlight, clung to each of them. Graves had spoken of these creatures, calling their return merely one of many events predicted by the inscrutable diagram. Moash's foe came for him, and he lashed out with his blade, driving her back. The other three ignored him, instead picking through the camp, inspecting the bodies. His opponent slipped to the side, clothing rippling in the wind, breath visible in the cold air. She wasn't taking chances against a shard blade, and didn't strike as Moash stumbled.
Storms!
6 feet long. It was hard to angle right. Yes, it could cut through anything, but he needed to actually hit for that to matter. It had been much easier to wield the thing wearing plate. Without it, he felt like a child holding an adult's weapon. The Voidbringer smiled. Then she struck with blurring speed. Moash stepped back, swinging, forcing her to twist to the side. He took a long cut up the arm, but his move prevented her from impaling him. The Voidbringer regarded him confidently.
I'm dead. Maybe I should just let it happen.
It's here!
The yell came from a Voidbringer working in the cart. He'd found the shard plate. He kicked other items while digging it free, and something rolled out the back of the wagon. A spear. Moash looked down at his shard blade, the wealth of nations, the most valuable possession a man could own.
Who am I kidding? Who did I ever think I was kidding?
The Voidbringer woman launched into an attack, but Moash dismissed his shard blade and dashed away. His attacker was so surprised that she hesitated, and Moash had time to dive for the spear, rolling to his feet. Holding the smooth wood in his hand, a familiar weight, Moash snapped easily into his stance.
You can't fear a shard blade. You can't fear a Light Eyes on horseback. They kill with fear first, and the sword second. Stand your ground.
The Voidbringer came for him, and Moash stood his ground. He turned her aside by catching her weapon on the haft of the spear. Then he thrust the butt end of the spear up underneath her arm as she came in for a backhand, and Moash executed a takedown he'd practiced 1,000 times in the chasms. Unfortunately, the Voidbringer didn't fall. She caught herself in the air, hovering instead of collapsing. Moash noticed in time and pulled out of his maneuver to block her next attack. The Voidbringer glided backward, then dropped to the ground in a prowling crouch, sword held to the side. She then leaped forward and grabbed Moash's spear as he tried to use it to ward her off. She gracefully pulled herself close to him, inside his reach. She smelled of wet clothing and of the alien moldy scent he associated with the Parshendi. She pressed her hand against Moash's chest, and that dark light transferred from her to him. Moash felt himself grow lighter. Fortunately, Kaladin had tried this on him too. Moash seized the Voidbringer with one hand, holding on to the front of her loose shirt as his body tried to fall into the air. His sudden pull jerked her off balance, even lifted her a few inches. He yanked her up toward him with one hand while pushing his spearhead down against the rocky ground. That sent the two of them spinning in the air, hovering. Moash dropped his spear and grabbed his knife, ramming it into her chest. Orange Parshendi blood poured around his hand, spraying into the cold night as they continued to spin in the air. Moash hung on tight and pushed the knife farther. She didn't heal, as Kaladin would have. Her eyes stopped glowing, and the dark light vanished. The body grew limp. A short time later, the force pulling Moash upward ran out. He dropped the 5 feet to the ground, her body cushioning his fall. Orange blood coated him, steaming in the chill air. He seized his spear again, fingers slick with blood, and pointed it at the three remaining Voidbringers, who regarded him with stunned expressions.
Bridge four, you bastards!
Two of the Voidbringers turned toward the third, the other woman, who looked Moash up and down.
You can probably kill me, but I'll take one of you with me. At least one.
They didn't seem angry that he'd killed their friend.
Storms, do these things even have emotions?
Shen had often just sat around staring. He locked eyes with the woman at the center. Her skin was white and red, not a bit of black in it. The paleness of that white reminded him of the Shin, who always looked sickly to Moash.
You have passion.
One of the others handed her Graves' shard blade. She held it up, inspecting it by the firelight. Then she rose into the air.
You may choose, die here, or accept defeat and give up your weapons.
Moash clung to the spear in the shadow of that figure, her clothing rippling in the air.
Do they think I'll actually trust them?
But then, did he really think he could stand against three of them? With a shrug, he tossed aside the spear. He summoned his blade. After all those years dreaming of one of these, he'd finally received one. Kaladin had given it to him.
And what good has come of it?
He obviously couldn't be trusted with such a weapon. Setting his jaw, Moash pressed his hand to the gemstone and willed the bond to break. The gemstone at its pommel flashed, and he felt an icy coolness wash through him, back to being a Dark Eyes.